I wasn't encouraging underage drinking. Don't be
No,
ridiculous.
I know. I understand.
Guess what?
What?
Our guest's here.
Oh, great. Let's get her in here.
She'll be coming in. Should I interlude or should we just go right to it?
Let's go right to it.
Hi there.
Hello, Melissa.
There is always traffic in Hudson.
We were just
she
talking
said
about
there's traffic.
There's traffic
a lot in Hudson tonight.
We were just talking about traffic.
Oh, were you?
Yes, we were talking about crosswalks and how nobody pays any attention to them. We're not used to them here in Hudson.
No, and there's street lights, which are invisible to many people. The funny, I like the old-fashioned street lights in the middle, the center. Mm-hmm. But I remember the first few years I was living here, it's hard to remember that they're there.
Hmm. Oh, you mean the?
It's
you don't
like
mean
visibility
the street lights.
Wise, the funny ones in the middle versus street poles, like they hang, like on 3rd Street, that's where they are. They hang in the center like a...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I know, I see lots of people running them.
Really?
They don't know they're there.
Wow.
Oh, you mean the stoplights?
No, actual street lights. Like they're hanging like a cool old-fashioned, like the middle, they're not... Visible, they're not street posts. Oh. Hey, all I know is we have a new mayor, which is very refreshing news.
That's true.
It's very exciting.
This
and
is,
I have no complaints about lights. I really don't, actually.
This is, by the way, Melissa Oftermar. Is that
Hi
how,
there.
How you pronounce it?
Yeah, that's a good pronunciation. I'm actually looking for my information sheet, but I'll use
you know,
yours. Right.
You know Jake.
Yeah, I remember
Jake
you.
The intern is cool. Now Jake the engineer. We're
oh,
so proud.
That's an evolution.
Promotion.
Yeah, that's big.
And he's also interning at
Helsinki,
that other music venue.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. As engineer? Like yeah. As like live
yes,
sound
as,
guy and stuff?
Yep, patching stuff.
Right.
It's cool.
Isn't that great?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always
so.
Comes in handy. It's a real profession. So
yeah,
congratulations.
Right.
Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah.
Did you have a B plan yourself when you began in the rock business?
Yeah, it's actually my B plan was always my A plan. I was a photographer, and I went to school for photography, and I was going to take pictures of musicians and people and things I thought were interesting as a legitimate working career. And then music found me, and I became that very lucky, you know, one in a million opportunity to make my life in music, which is not usually the best bet, people out there. Doesn't mean you shouldn't play music, but it's hard to plan on music.
Right.
Well, yeah. Jake asked one of our musician guests once if they could earn a living at playing music, and I was happy to hear him ask that question.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure every musician agrees that it is very difficult to make any sort of living.
I'm a very, very lucky, rare example, or you actually pay. I paid my phone bill with music for most of my adult life. Wow. Thank you, Hudson, New York, for having me as a citizen.
And Melissa is graduated to do the Farm and Flea at Basilica on Thanksgiving weekend. So
yeah.
Is this the third year?
It's the third year. Yeah, and it will be this year will be closing out our fifth year of programming, but our third year of Farm and Flea. And it's beginning to be very, like, clear, the arc, as I can kind of review the last 5 years and how our big annual events have grown. Some, you know, Ramp has been 5 years, Soundscape has been 4 years. So watching the arc of these big destination events and how they've all added up has been really kind of an exciting point as I finalize this fifth year of programming. But Farm and Flea, hands down, the most effortless success we have. It's remarkable.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing.
It doesn't look real effortless. I mean, there's a lot of planning and space used and all kinds. Do you have a lot of new stuff this year?
Yeah, it's definitely expanded. It's the biggest yet. It's been growing consistently every year. It's not effort. Nothing is effortless at Basilica. Everything is impossible, actually. But this one has succeeded effortlessly in that when you are creating a platform for amazing, hardworking individuals, so when you have 100 or more vendors that they themselves, that's what they do is promote themselves, make things, go to, they do half the work. I mean, the people come because you're following individual, the word of mouth, like we definitely build our entire Basilica audience and and life flow through word of mouth, but craft fairs and makers and, you know, like, you know, we all know from the Hudson Farmers Market, when you're that kind of word of mouth support of one, you know, of each other is what that these markets are about. So that's why it's effortless. Just like you have 100 extra people working with you just by arriving. It's amazing. And they carry it.
And you've also partnered with Hudson River Exchange.
Yeah, and that's been great, too, as an example of, because the first year we did it, we partnered with a New York-based women's magazine called Bust Magazine. Yeah, they're great, and I've known them since I was a young woman in music in the 90s, and I love, like, and they have evolved naturally as a women's magazine into a craft fair type of organizing, so they do big events called Craftaculars. So they were a visiting organizer, and it was a natural success because, like I said, the vendors bring their own audience, and people... I was right that there was a niche for it here in terms of people want to support individual small mm-hmm. businesses, and they want to have one-of-a-kind special things, and we also wanted an anti-Black Friday response because I barely knew that Black Friday existed as a thing until I was living in a small city, and I noticed, oh, stores are acting different today. And then when I discovered there's like, what? In the rest of the country, they're going off to these big box stores and buying
at
crappy,
midnight,
cheap
the night
stuff.
Before.
And that's when it just became obvious that, no, we need an alternative to that because there are so many talented people and so many people who want to support small businesses and handmade and locally sourced and made things. So that was the inception of the idea that was just obvious. Then I found Bust to help, and then after the first year I realized because our mission was becoming clearer and Farm and Flea was very clearly, I wanted to support the regional makers, and so to work with a local organization who had their finger on the pulse of who is based out of this region versus a lot of the Craftacular people were coming from Brooklyn or the city as far as the vendors. So we wanted to, and Stella and Kate are people I've of course known just from the streets of Hudson. Stella's worked with the Basilica in different capacities for years, so it was really exciting to be able to partner with a new and growing organization that also appreciate the same things. And they do, to their credit, they do, you know, a lot of the busy work of these 100 vendors or more that are coming, mm-hmm. this application processes. I mean, it's quite elaborate, but that is what they're honing into as their specialty. They're now, you know, they're market people. We are a huge space and we specialize in other things, but it's been really exciting to be able to work with them, and we're all growing at the same time, which is great.
Have any of the people who came up from Brooklyn in those early years moved here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't tell you. At one point, I will make a list of either couples that got married in Basilica, people who came to Soundscape or Farm and Flea who now live here. I could happily, at some point, whip up that list. Next year, I'll give it to you.
Is this your last major event of the season?
Thank the Lord of turkeys and everything that gets cold. Yes, I am happy to say we are closing our doors for the season, and then we will be, please mark your calendars, top of spring, reopening with 24-hour drone experiments in sound and music, and that will sort of forevermore, for as long as there is a seasonal event, we will close with Thanksgiving and Thanks and the regional, and we will open with experimental 24-hour sound events from here on out. So I'm really excited to say we will hibernate and come back with a big bang last weekend of April.
Great.
Yeah.
Last weekend of April?
Yeah.
Cool.
Make a note, Jake.
Yeah. And there's little bits of a WGXC Wave Farm collaboration a brewing for that. So you guys broadcasted it last year, and have the archive of the experimental sounds. And we're talking about expanding that collaboration this year, which I'm really excited about.
But this Farm and Flea is expanded in other ways, workshops, I've heard.
Yeah,
about.
So let's see. Expansions are, we made more room for vendors, so we're expanding into our new space in the back gallery. And mm-hmm. so the back gallery will be this sort of vintage, for those who love vintage, so that's probably where I will be hanging the most. That will be a kind of expanded new vendor area. And then Kite's Nest will be hosting and... in their space, there'll be workshops, which is a new extension, which is a natural fit for this. It's just a whole new ball of organizing, but we do have some amazing workshops like Make Your Own Lamps and Hawthorne Valley, who I love and hope to have more collaborations with. They will on the Friday evening, Black Friday Soiree, which is focused more on foods and tastings. They'll be hosting a conversation with biodynamic farming and sauerkrauting and all the things that they do to help make us live happier and healthier lives. So there's, it'll be in Kite's Nest. There'll be a couple of more intimate kind of dialogues like that going on.
Great.
Yeah. And then there's a food, and our food court will be expanding to be tented outside to make more room for vendors inside. It's definitely our biggest, last year we had 7,000 people come through our factory, and that's the biggest event to date. And
do they pay a entrance fee?
It's a five. I'm not allowed to say money. I am. There's an entrance fee. Very affordable, and children under 12 are free. Yeah. Huh.
I'm under 12.
Yeah, exactly. 12-year-old engineer. Amazing.
Yeah, this is just...
To work at Helsinki, I get it. Yeah, but you guys have all been there, right? Oh, maybe not you, I don't know.
I actually have not. Yeah. Well, I've been by the building.
But. Not only have I been there, but I even, one point, bought an $8,000 desk.
What?
Oh, from a welder in the neighborhood? Yeah. I remember that purchase.
Are you serious?
It's a big deal. Supporting the arts through... desks, yes.
Wow.
But it is kind of remarkable, because that first year or two, especially because we were like inspiring all of our friends and different people to participate, and no one knew, like, oh, my things are, you know, too expensive to bring there. And what's interesting is there really is like a broad price range. Like you can be, because, and I will remind listeners that this is your opportunity to have the most ethical early holiday shopping. Do not buy anything anywhere but from here, because you're going to buy directly from the people who have made it, collected it, and everything is one of a kind and green in every possible way. But what's great is that there are very small